Joey.
Oh, I know that voice. That voice means hockey is coming back soon. It's the radio voice of the San Jose Sharks, Dan Rusinowski, the guy that does the play-by-play, the guy that says, "He scores!" I saw that you were at Sharks night at the Giants game last night. How was that?
It was really special. You know, Evander Kane throwing out the first pitch, and, you know, Coach Pete DeBoer, Steve Spott, Brendan Dillon, Kevin LeBanc, a whole bunch of other Sharks were in attendance, and it was fun. It was good. It was good to see that, and great to see the Bay Area Unite campaign going through all four of the major league teams.
So, of course, you've been following the Sharks in the off season and now in preseason. What are you most excited about as we look forward to this coming regular season here?
Well, there's nothing like it. You know, the fact that you get so excited about a great team that was just a whisker away from winning the Stanley Cup, and there are changes to the team, Joey. The fact is, yeah. Joe Pavelski isn't the captain anymore. He plays for the Dallas Stars. Logan Couture is the new captain of the team. I think that, that's really an interesting development. Logan's a great leader, and I think, you know, the real galvanizing moment we'll remember from him was that first goal against Vegas in Game 7 when he turned around to the team and he pointed his finger and he said, "That's one, let's get some more." And the team went out and got the victory. For me, that was a real defining moment for the captain, and I think it's one of the reasons why, you know, he's developed into the leader that he's become. So that's fun. Erik Karlsson signed for 8 years. I think the key players are all there. And the interesting part is who are going to win the jobs that are available. And I think that that's something we're going to see in the last couple of preseason games.
Well, tonight we take on Calgary for a preseason game. What are you paying attention to in preseason?
Well, I'm looking at the young forwards. I'm looking at whoever Coach Pete DeBoer wants to put in and insert into the lineup. I'm also looking at a young defenseman named Mario Ferraro, who's turned a lot of heads on this team. I think this is a big game for him tonight, assuming that he's playing, because these last two games essentially are games in which the coach has most of his full team playing. They got to get a couple of good tune-ups. You know, the first four preseason games have been, young kids with a couple of vets, but now we're going to get primarily what we're going to see on opening night with a couple of tweaks, last chances for young players to gain an opportunity. And so that's what I'm excited about. I think it's going to be really fun.
Well, hear Dan call the game tonight on 98.5 KFOX. Thanks for your time, buddy. Appreciate you. Go Sharks.
Absolutely. And a reminder that we'll be on exclusively digitally for our pregame show, Sharks warm-up at 7 o'clock. And then, of course, KFOX comes on at 7:30, we'll have the coaches show, as we always do, and we'll have the play-by-play. It's going to be a great season. I'm looking forward to working with you all year.